Kate, today's Daf is Daf Gimel, and last year we were discussing towards the end of the shiur writing on a get on something that's Isur Hana'ah. Well, really, Shtar Kiddushin. We start with Machloket by get, which is the clear Machloket, and then we saw that it was a discussion whether, amongst the Chachamim, if you like, or the Rabbanim, that whether it is a mach that Machloket carries through also to a Shtar Kiddushin as well. Okay, and we saw that one opinion is, well, both shittos would align. Another one is actually it's not, and we saw that everyone agree that by kiddushin the kudeshet. However, megureshet, we said Rabbi Lazar is machmir that's einu megureshet. Okay, fine, that was a thing. And then we tried to say that actually it might be a difference between whether we're talking about Isur Hana'ah d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, and that's where we left the shiur. And I explained it in the shiur that according to the Korban HaEda, that was only within the discussion regarding Kiddushin, and I explained, even I got like fumbled a bit on this with the Pnei Moshe, that actually is across the board as well, meaning even by Gittin. But we'll continue the Korban Eda because I think when we got confused last time, we'd try and mix up two different Perushin, which I try and avoid as much as possible. So the Gemara now says, "How be Isur Hana'ah midi brei mekudeshet?" What are you saying? You're saying the difference is that if it's on based on if it's on Isur Hana'ah, then it's meaning the Isur Hana'ah is midrabanan, then it would be mekudeshet. If there's in a Then, but the problem is, in Temra, if you say that late Hada Palig Arav, then it's cholak on Rav. Why? The Rav Amar Divrei Rebbe Meir. According to Rebbe Meir understands that Misheshlot, that on Erev Pesach, Chametz from 6 hours onwards until Pesach, is actually Nisum Midrabanan. He says Hamekadesh. If someone does Kiddushin, he gives to a woman Harav Mekadesh should be bebagel there, right? The Chametz Misheshlot Alamala, Lo Asav Lo Kulum. It doesn't work. Even though what? It's asim with the Rabbanan. Now here, importantly, the Korban Eda inserts some words from Masechet Pesachim that is there, and it says, "Ve'yeut." I'm just thinking to the Korban Eda, "Elu chitim kurtavniot bamidbar." These chitim kurtavniot. Now the Reb Chaim back in Masechet Pesachim, we said that they were very hard kashoten. The ein chamutzo el midibrehem, that if it becomes chametz, it's only midirabanan. The Korban Eda says because it's chametz nuksha. But the point is, if someone tried kiddushin with such bread or such chametz that is really midirabanan, what do we say? Everyone agrees. Dilma tavan inun b'moed klum, right? It's during cholamod. It's not. It's if you like ineffective. Everyone agrees it would make kodeshet. So too chamish mishchech olamala chametz. It's asum midirabanan from 6 hours onwards. Also. Clearly would not be Mekudeshet. Okay? Now that's also be the Rabbanan. So that's what's the and we've just said when it comes to a shtar, that if it's the whole chiluk was, Mekadesh b'shtar, mid oraisa Isur Hana'ah wouldn't work. Mid Rabbanan it would work. We haven't explained necessarily why so, but the point is now we say even mid Rabbanan, if you try and use an object to do Kinyan Kesef, if you like, or Shver Kesef, let's call it that. With something as with the Rabbanan, Rav seems to say it doesn't work. So even with the Rabbanan, fine. So the Gemara is, you know what? I'll just read you a little bit more in the Korban Eda because it goes a bit more even here, if you like. He says, "Afilu hachin kedushav lukula alma mishum da'ati chametz Rabbanan mafki kedushin." Because it's chametz the Rabbanan, it's mafki the kedushin. So who adim makadesh bechametz gamur ozel mishaot the Rabbanan in the 6 hours onwards? We say in kedushav kedushin. V'im tomar, one second, heyach ati the Rabbanan mafki kedushin doraisa. If you say that. Really, one second. This is not asumid. This object is not asumid oraisa. How is it if something asumid oraisa you can't use of a kiddushin? And therefore, if mid oraisa really works, the chachamim say it doesn't work. Then matir eshedish. How does that work? Yeshoma hay kaimal, and we says kol mekadesh adaraban mekadesh. Because we says kedat Moshe of Israel, he does kiddushin al dat, in others al dat drabanan the hefker beit in hefker the hem hefkiru memunam. So in other words, it's actually interesting here. The mafkir, it sounds like the mammon, this chametz asum midrabanan, and therefore has no value in the context of kiddushin. Therefore, kiddushin doesn't work. Okay, mikomak, which is interesting because it says it's not the mafkir the kiddushin, because that's usually we say hamakol makadesh adat rabbeka makadesh. You expect the next words of afkata mekiddushin minay, but rather hefkir beitin hefkir hefkir the mammon itself didn't even work. Okay, which I think is probably the mechanism of afkinim mekiddushin minay. Okay, so again, the point is, Isur Rabbanan works for Shtar, we're saying, but we quite see Isur Rabbanan does not work, we've got according to Rav, when it comes to trying to be conditioned with Chametz, that's also with Rabbanan. Okay, isn't that a stira? The Gemara now gives an answer. Taman says different. There, when you're trying to do, there are different, two different types of Kiddushin. One is Kiddushin Kesef, one's Kiddushin Shtar. So if it's Kiddushin Kesef, We say, in that case, you're trying to do use the object's value, if you like, to Mekadesh. Here, Baram Hacha, B'tnayim Shebokidesh. With a shtar, you're not Mekadesh with the value of the shtar, it's the t'naim that are written in the shtar. That's a difference. That's why if it's Asam midrabanan by trying to use Chametz, it's Asam midrabanan, it wouldn't work. But by shtar, it would work. That's a basic distinction. So I'll just show you here. Again, the Korban Eil, I want to flesh it out a bit more. It says, Talam begufe kiddush, bram hacha bahana kiddush. The ha'na'a shebo kiddush. It's a different girsa. It says, V'hachi pirusho, hatem b'demei shovya shel ha'chamet kiddush. There, you're trying to mekadesh with the value of this chamet. V'enu shavei klum, shrei asum b'der rabbanan. Rabbanan made it meaning, valueless. V'hem hifkiru memonam. Aval hacha b'shtar lo kiddush, ela b'hana'a shel ha'shtar kiddush. The hana of the shtar. He changed it from tnaim shebol that we have to hana shebol. Kivan she'eino sa'a, and therefore, since eino sa'a shno ela midrabanan, it seems to be he understands you're getting some hana from the shtar in terms of it containing the text, let's call it that. Then we say, and that isur is only if you call midrabanan, therefore kiddushin works. I would have thought it'd be simple, let's say the text of it, but he says, no, because since your Mekadesh with the shtar, there's some hana, if you like, in the shtar itself, that it's embodied, has the text on it, and you're using that, you're getting benefit from the shtar, and it's only asu midrabanan, then it's fine. Well, the Gemara says, ma'ata afilu bi'isu hana'a dvar Torah tiyem mekudeshet. Again, I don't want to confuse the two readings, but I like the reading we have, and I want to show you that as well as the Korban Eidah. So the reading we have initially says, the chiluk is, that what is it? Your Mekadesh with Kedushay Kesef, you make the Gufo. The gears we have in front of us, the difference is the Tnaim Shebol. And if that's the case, if you're saying difference Tnaim Shebol, then why couldn't it work if it's Asur Hanam? Why wouldn't it work if it's Asur Midoraisa? If it's just the Tnaim Shebol. So he says the difference is Taman Ein Ra'ui Lashlim Alav Baram Hacha Ra'ui Lashlim Alav. I'll just read you now the Korban Eidah says, it says parach ma'ata ma benu l'shtar she'enu shaveh. It means it's the ika kiddushin have aktiva. The Korban Eid explains here the kasha not like I explained above from the contrast in Dereis and the Rabban and Isor Hana'ah, but rather contrast between Isor Hana'ah if it's deoraita and shtar kiddushin is not shaver pruta. Because you can see quite clearly if we allow a shtar kiddushin to shaver pruta that it's got nothing to do with the object of the shtar itself if it's not shaver pruta, but rather it must be got to do with the ketiva shebol, which is a bit like the gears we have above, which is the tnaim shebol, that it's the ikar, as he explains here quite clearly, the ikar hakidushin have aktiva. Imken hachinami afa gav shashtar asur bahana to mukudesh bektiva sheba. So here it's where he progresses, not just the you're getting some sort of hana from it. This is where it sort of comes closer to the text we say. In other words, he says, what's in Kiddushin, what is the mechanism which we are doing Kiddushin? It's the text that's contained inside it. Ika Kiddushin de Ketiva. So if that's the case, what difference does it make if it's Issa Na'a or if it's not Shavei Pruta? Because we're saying Midor, right? If it's Issa Na'a, it wouldn't work. But we says, but up above, we said there doesn't have to be a Shavei Pruta when it comes to a Shtar. So what difference is it now? We're saying that if it's Issa Midoraisa, Hanaz Issa Midoraisa, it wouldn't work, but if it's not Shavei Pruta, it would work. Veshtar Kiddushin. So Mashi, which says, the Gemara says, Mashi, Be'iso, now the writer, Ein Ra'u Lahashlim. So this is the answer. Taman, Ein Ra'u Lahashlim, Allah Bram Hacher Lahashlimena. What's the difference? Again, the Korban Eidah says, there, if it's when Iso Anah is Doraisa, Ein Ra'u Lahashlim Alav. Shu Ba'atzmo, Ein Ra'u Shum Davar Be'olam. In other words, something is Asur Hana'a, it effectively has no value at all. By adding more Issur Ta'anah, you're not creating any value. You can't use it for anything. However, Baram Hacha, it seems to be, Aval Hacha b'makadesh b'shtar she'enu bo shaveh pruta. If a shtar is not shaveh pruta, still ra'ui acher ad shu bo shaveh pruta. Meaning, if something is less than a shaveh pruta, it's not that it has no value, it just doesn't have enough value. So therefore, da mia muta leanot memeno, because you're letting hana from it. So if you just had, let's say, used paper and used a bigger piece of paper, then it would be a shaver pruta. Now, what difference does that make? So once again, I think the way to explain it is as follows: when it comes to something that's not shaver pruta, it's not that you're not writing on anything. It's You're writing on something, it just doesn't have a lot of value. How do I know that? Because if I add more to it, then I can increase the value. I can just take a bigger sheet of paper, I'm like a massive piece of cardboard or something, if it was made of small pieces of cardboard, and I show that it can be chavé-prota. Therefore, I don't need it to be a chavé-prota because I need to hand over something that's chavé-prota's worth because it's a text through which it's being divorced. Okay, that's the ikar of it. So, but it still has to be written on something. That thing doesn't have to have value, much value, but it has to be considered something. When it comes to what we just demonstrated now, something that isu hana'a de'oraita, the reason why it doesn't work is it effectively has no value whatsoever. Because you see, you can have a small one or big one or a huge one. It's a hana'a. By increasing its size, you're not increasing its value. Therefore, it has no value whatsoever. So I think this might relate to what he said before, is that you're still, you need it, like in his parish, he says, you're getting some hanaya, if you like, from the shtar itself, meaning the fact that it is holding the text. So you have to have something that of some value holding the text. Okay? And therefore, if it's iso hanaya has zero value, objectively zero value, then it wouldn't work. Whereas if it is something that is like not shavuot, it has some value, albeit not pruta's worth. And you don't need it to be a pruta's worth because the text of which it's affecting this kiddushin is now on something, let's call it that. And that's the ikar, not counting of something shavu pruta. Okay, let's continue. Gemara says, Tamatenina, shvuat adayinim ta sorry, let's fine. Now Gemara says, Tamatenina, shvuat adayinim ta shtei kesef or da shavu pruta. Okay, when it comes to shvuat adayinim, that's where someone says, this is where someone says, you owe me a certain amount of money. He partially admits to it, and he's trying to make a shvuah, the shvuah dainin. So the Tana is shtei kesef. We understand what kesef, we have to understand what kesef is. And the hodea and the mission is a shavu pruta. Marana says, Hata'ana beit shami omrim ma'a, or beit hillel omrim shtei ma'in, which is interesting. So the ta'ana, according to beit shami, is one ma'a. Ma'a is a type of coin. Whereas the Beit Hillel says it's 2 ma'in. Now the Gemara says, one second, you've got a kasha now. Machlif shtar beit shamai. You've got a contradiction with the shita beit shamai and also with the Beit Hillel. So what's the connection with beit shamai? Machlif shita beit shamai, taman inu amrim kesef. In our sugya, where you talk about ki kach, we said kesef, how much is a kesef? According in the Mishnah, beit shamai says that's a dinar or shvei dinar. But where the core in Masechta Shavuos, when it talks about Natati Kesef, the Gav HaShavuot says Ki Ten Ishrael Kesef. There he says, what's Kesef mean? He just said V'kanei Ma'a. So is Kesef a dinar or is it a Ma'a? There's a contradiction there. Also, Machlav Shita Beit Shammai, Hillel, sorry, because Beit Hillel says Taman Inun Amrin, basically in our sugya here, because again, it's obviously imported, if you like, from Masechta Shavuot. So Taman meaning there, which is really here. Inun Amrin Kesef, they say Kesef is a pruta. When it says, when you give a woman kiyakach netati kesef asedekach mimenu, that's a shave pruta. And but by Masechta, in Masechta Shavuot, he says, what's a kesef of ki ten ish ero kesef? He says, that's shnei ma'in. So what we're seeing here is the denominations seem to be contradictory. Okay? Once again, Kiddushin, Beit Hillel says dinar, where Shavuot, sorry, Beit Shammai says it's a dinar, and by Shavuot it's a ma'a, and Beit Hillel says, no, here it's a pruta, and the stam kesef is actually shtei ma'in. So Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha says b'shem Rav Chanina. Beit Shammai mitzchilat michiratosh shel that Beit Shammai learns the fact that it has to be in dinar, it's worth, is from the sale of an amar ivriya. So an amar ivriya, if you remember, a man is able, and her father is able to sell his minor daughter off as an amma ivriya, the objective of which is really, as a precursor to marriage, I've explained in the past, to his, he's going to perform ultimately what's called yi'ud, either to himself or to his son. That's the objective. If 6 years expires, just like any other eved, or she reaches maturity and nothing happens, she goes free. Okay? So there, the tchilat mechira of an amma ivriya, that's where he learns it from. Seems to be, that's to be a dinar. Gemara is going to assess why that is. That's position Beit Shammai. Whereas Beit Hillel meaning misof girueha, meaning over the years that she's an amariya, the value in which she can redeem herself back decreases year by year, depending on how much time is left. So in other words, if she wants to break out of that, the money can be paid to redeem her, but it's not the full amount that she was sold for, but it's proportional to the time remaining over the time she was sold for. And again, we say that's basically 6 years. We'll learn that in a Mishnah down the track. So he says, "Besof giru eha, what's if gereza pruta af kiddushia bepruta?" We'll learn exactly why that is soon. But so in other words, kiddushin is learned from the laws of Amma Ivriya. So let's try and understand it. So my time at the Beit Shammai, where does Beit Shammai understand the beginning sale is no less than a dinar? Shinemar says, ve'atzachinam in kasef, that if she reaches maturity, she goes out free without having to pay. Now, what does it mean, yatzachinam in kasef, without having to pay? That doesn't make sense. V'chi ein anu yodim she'en kasef, she's going free. So ma'atabla ein kasef, michan shinika ve'kesef, she's sold for kesef, which is your termi kesef. V'kam your termi kesef dinar. So we see that she's the korbanator says the hakra airi biotza besimane na'arateya. That pasuk too much reads mature and she can go free. She kavar avdol. She's already served for a period of time. V'hu magra pidyona, and her value to be redeemed has been. Sorry, not her value. The value of redemption has decreased over time. V'isol kadai tchilat kesef. If you want to say the beginning is really a ma'a kedemasik im ken kshavdak tzar. Clearly, it's gone down. But the fact that she goes through without having to pay kesef means that when she started, it must have been greater than that value, right? So v'kirtza b'lotzimane aranami ein sham kesef u'mai kai mashmalan kra b'zu shiotza b'lo kesef elavanid mitchela b'yoter mikesef. It has to be for more than kesef, dainu dinar. Shafla achar giron, because that's the B that it's gone down, if you like, somewhat, that when it says in kasef, meaning that's of what is remaining, she goes free because she's reached her age of maturity. Okay? So in other words, that's to be more than kesef. What's more kesef? Let's have a look. What is kesef? So the Gemara says, mikan shenim kav yotel mikesef, v'kam yotel mikesef, dinar. Gemara says, well, how did you pick a dinar? Maybe or kesef, maybe kesef is maybe or kesef pruta, and your termi kesef is shtei prutot. What are you talking about? Maybe kesef is a pruta. Why do you pull that your termi kesef is a dinar? The kesef is like a ma'a, and your termi kesef is a dinar. Where do you get that from? So it says no. Sof matbeya kesef ma'a. That generally the lowest coinage we find in the Torah is a ma'a. So ein kesef is ma'a. That means at the end, sof gironized ma'ah has to be more than a ma'ah, which takes us up to, he says, the next denomination up, which is a dinar. That's what he seems to see. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Why don't say v'tei ma'ah? Why can't say she was sold and immediately reached maturity, the way the Korban explained it, and she hasn't gone down at all? So maybe it just means a ma'ah. She sold for a ma'ah, then she reached maturity a week later, and then she goes. Just have to pay the ma'ah. Maybe that's what we're talking about. So Rav Bum says, "B'shem Rav Yehuda Bar Pazi she'im bikshal ligram megram be'me'ah b'kol shana v'yotze." So I'll just explain this. Korban Eder says, like, it says if she wants to deduce one every year, then she leaves with a ma'ah. So to explain, "Lekach amrin she'tcha kinyana b'dinar." Why? Kedei she'tigram b'kol shana ma'ah, because each year she goes down by dinar, not dinar, a ma'ah. Share shesh shanim of it. She serves for like 6 years. Vadinar shesh me'a. Because if you're saying in kasif, the minimum amount is a ma'a, and she served for 6 years, we'll multiply that by six. You get to six ma'a is a dinar. That's where Beit Shammai gets to being a dinar. Fantastic. The Gemara says, okay, but stop a second. Vitigra bepruta. Why don't we say that it starts, if you like, a ma'a, if you like, and then she goes down by a pruta each year, so you can have this gira on. So I'll just show you. He says the commentator says, "Kolamar lo'olam emalacha tichlat kinyana b'ma'a." Maybe it starts at the beginning. V'imishum gira on. If you're worried about the fact that she can reduce in value, have some sort of reduction. Hare ma'a, hare the ma'a is shmone prutot. It's actually interesting because I've got in my one of my svarim, it's actually 32, but he understands according to Malacha Sugya that since a ma'a is 8 prutot, v'cholo ligra kol shana pruta, and then she can deduct a pruta each year. Okay, so if your issue is gira'on, the fact that she can go down in value, in other words, so the ma'a could be her starting point, and it's just deducting by a pruta every year, or pruta in a bit, let's call it that. So Amrav Bun Hagabat Tznai, if that was the case, shim bakash ligro mitchilatat shana shishit, Giruna pruta, vasof giruna pruta. The problem is, if you say that it's only dinar, That means, and you're deducting, say, a proton, because it's, if you say it's eight, well, I think Arthur explained it starts with six proton, but the carbonator says it's starting with Ma'a. Okay, so then what's happening in the beginning of the year, it's going to be a, let's say, a proton a bit. The problem is, you're not going to have a sense of gyroon anymore over the year itself. And that's critical, because at the beginning of the year, her money to redeem herself would be a prota, and also the end of the year. So that doesn't work. I explain. Ela tchilat girona has to be me'a, well, sof girona prota. But in order, has to have the concept of gira'on going down, you have to start with something much more than a prota, which would be a ma'a. That's why it is, if you like, starts with dinar. Each year you can go down by me'a, and even within the last year, you can keep on deducting from it. Now, why is it important to deduct from it? So I'll show you here. This is Agabat's mother. Korbanet says, even though if you say it was going to have pruta every year, and there's a pruta left in the beginning of last year. Kinyan, meaning, let's say the month ago and she wanted to buy her way out. Well, you can only buy yourself out with a shaver pruta, so there won't be any gira on from the beginning of the year. Even if she's not a shaver pruta, because you need something to pay it off. If the original sale price is a minimum of a dinar, and then every year it's being magrat ma'a, goes down by ma'a, nimsa sheyesh la legrash mona prutot, that in within the last year there's eight prutot worth, and you can still have a reducing value in the last year. What's interesting here is the korban eider, it's a tesharet korban, and then says, but one second. In the last months, or month, he says, you're also not going to have a reducing value, because when you get to last month, so there's also going to be a prutah. He says, that doesn't really matter. That's only chashav. The chash is there's some sort of girayon in the last year. The last month or months is not a big deal. That's what Shara Korban says here. I'll just show you inside. He says, he says, yesh lomar, to kula hai lo dak, we're not so dark, aval shiye kol shana bigron echad, havada milta detmeya. Right, having no giron at all the entire year, that's strange. The Torah wouldn't have said she working for 6 years and go out with giron if there's no giron in that last year, if there's no reducing thing. That's be some reducing thing. Okay, what have we seen it to make it clear? Shammai learns when it comes to kiddushin, he learns it from the minimum value in which one, if you like, acquires or sells an amma every year. There it is a dinar. Because A, the requirements in kasav, two things. One is because the Torah says in kasav, and that's done ma'a. There has to be a gira on, there has to be reducing value. So therefore, he takes it up from the ma'a to a dinar. Because six, if it's one ma'a for each year, that gets to a dinar. That's how it gets to dinar. Yafeh. Now the Gemara says, my time at David Hillel. Says, mima sof giro na berpruta, ata yodea shekidusha berpruta. Okay, in other words, from the fact that the gira, that at the very end, the amount that she can buy herself to go is with a pruta, you can see kiddushim is pruta. Now, why so? That doesn't really make sense. We'll get to that in a minute. Ilo nishtar sham ela shaver pruta shema enu megarata v'yotze kishem shesof girota pruta av kiddushah pruta. Now, why is that gira on being the minimum amount? If you like, it is that it would work, meaning the how, what's got to, what's that got the, what's it got to do with the Gidushin. So the Korbanator says, v'chinu, he has a slightly different girsa here. I didn't see this change as being that much thing. Forget it, unless I missed something. Because if the Adon still has a pruta's worth of value left in her, he can do what? He can meyada tobo to pruta. Because if you remember, what do we say? The whole objective of being an Amivriya is ultimately for Kiddushin, either to him or his son. So if there's a pruta's worth left, he still has the capacity to do yud. Mashma, that's enough, and a yud is effectively like kiddushin. So that's enough for them to create the bond between one another. So you see, kiddushin also should be a pruta. That's how I learned it for sof. Okay. Now the Gemara says, well, still we've got a problem. Machlafet shita de Beit Hillel. One second. What's a machlafet shita today? Here we says kesef you like it's a pruta, whereas when it comes to Shavuot Dayanin, we said that it's, he says, two ma'a. So try and understand it. Ktiv, kiten ish reyo kesef o kelin nishmor. Ma im lelamech in beitin niz kikin la pachom mechavuta. If the Torah is coming to us, now this is talking about where beitin come and get involved with such a matter. Now, if he's trying to tell us If they're trying to teach us Kiten Ish'Arel Kesef or Kelim Nishmor, if they're trying to tell us that the beating won't get involved in anything less than a Shaveh Pruta's worth, well, that can't be the case. Why? Because Kfar Ktiv L'Ashmaba Prat L'Bachol Mishaveh Pruta. That when it comes to any financial matters, that this is a learnt from the Ksarat Kohanim, that the Beit Din won't get involved in anything less than a Shaveh Pruta's worth. Okay, so we already know that. So Matam Lomar Kesef in our case, Mikan in Bashvot Danim, Kan, she, sorry, Mikan she yesh Kan Yoter Mi Kesef, it must be more than Kesef. The Kam Yoter Mi Kesef, it must be Shtei Ma'in. So more than, let's call the saying the base amount, which is a Shaveh Pruta, must be more than that, it's be Shtei Ma'in. So he says, whoa, 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 you've jumped very far from a Shaveh Pruta to Shtei Ma'in. Maybe or Kesef Pruta, or Kesef is Pruta, your Termi Kesef is Shtei Pruta. Why can't I say the minimum amount's two Prutot? Why do you jump from a Pruta all the way up to Shtei Ma'in? So it says, no, Sof Matbeya, Kesef Ma'a. Once again, the minimum, if you like, Matbeya coin in the Torah is generally, as we said, a Ma'a. Fine. The Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, Te Ma'a. So Ma'a is more than a Shaveh Pruta. So why didn't Beit Hillel agree with Beit Shammai to say the minimum Shvuot Dayanin is like one Ma'a? He says it's two. The school of Beit Hillel says it's two. The Gemara says no, because it's Or Kalim, Kesef Or Kalim. So what's Kesef Or Kalim? It says Ma Kalim. Kalim is in the plural. Shnayim Af Kan Af also Kesef Shnayim. So it can't just be one Kesef. It has to be two Kesef. That gets us two Ma'a. That's how Beit Hillel gets to it. The Gemara says, if that's the case, what did Beit Shammai do? Beit Shammai says, one ma'a is significant, is sufficient. And by the way, with Beit Shammai, it's consistent because he says kesef in both cases, the term kesef is a ma'a. So Gemara says, ma'a ma'akai Beit Shammai, or kelim. What is it with or kelim if it doesn't teach that you need two? Says, kahada datani, Reb Natan omer, or kelim l'rabot kli cheres. This is to teach us or kelim to include kli cheres. Klicheres meaning that when it comes to a kli earthenware, you don't have that minimum value. You know, it's only money you have that man that the if like a ma'a limit, if it's money, but for a kelim it seems to be kosher. So Shmuel Amar, Ta'anu shnei mechatim ve'odo lo bechat mehen chayev. Shmuel says that if there's a claim of two, say, needles, he says, you borrowed two needles of mine. And he says, no, what are you talking about? I only borrowed one. He calculated Beit Din, it could be chayev, if you like, chayev shvuot dayanin. And the Gemara says, well, what's the value of these needles? So Amar Rav Chinin, Avushia yafot kishtei prutot. They have to both be at least like two prutot together. Because again, you have to have the minimum amount which Beit Din would address them. Kideshi otana shaveh pruta voda asher pruta. So the claim is a shaveh pruta and the demission is a shaveh pruta. Okay, well, the component of it, at least. So the Gemara says, well, who's that then? That must be according to Beit Shammai. Because Delo Yalfe Kesef Mekalim, because they didn't connect Kesef and Kalim together. If you remember, Beit Shammai says Kesef is a Ma'a, or Kalim is teaching us a simple, completely separate din altogether. That there's no, let's call monetary minimum for, other than obviously a Shaveh Pruta, for Kalim. So that's why it says when it comes to these needles, along with the Shaveh Pruta. But Ram Beit Hillel, if Beit Hillel learns that we have a connection between the monetary claim and an object claim, which was, if you remember, because it says Kalim and plural, it teaches that the monetary claim has to be Shtei Ma'a, it must go the other way back. It must learn the other way around as well, that even for Kalim there would be a monetary minimum. For it, which is ma kelim shtei ma'im, af kelim shtei ma'im. It has to be more than just a pair of needles. It has to be both worth a ma'a. Okay? Etc. We'll continue mitzvah shafim next year. All right, Kolto, have a good day.
Thank you very much.